WTR and 0TR, W2D.
34JF.
W2D, good morning, sir.
That's a chilly morning.
We'll find this frog here split three ways since I'm getting married about 2 o'clock today.
Rebats, congratulations.
Been going to church with for a number of years. She lost her husband a couple of years ago, and of course I lost my wife many years ago, so it's reached the point where we decided we fell in love, and our wedding is this afternoon, so got lots of family and friends in from out of town right now.
Well, having walked that exact same path, you know, Rachel was with it, and so was I, so I'm really pulling for you, buddy.
Well, said, well, why are you getting married again at 77? I said, because we're in love, you know. So anyway, but I've got to go over to the church and let the people bring in the flowers for the wedding in so they can deliver that stuff and then turn around and head back to the house, get dressed, and then I get to disappear so she can get dressed and all of her helpers will help her get dressed and get everybody to the church by about 1:30, so the service is at 2, so we'll see what happens.
Well, good for you, 77 youngster. Well, Rachel and I have had 23 years together and still going strong, so I hope it works as well for you. And interesting that you're going to combine anniversary and Valentine's Day. That'll cut down on the number of gifts you have to buy.
That'll also make it a whole lot easier to remember, too.
Understood.
Yourself lately and all. Of course, I haven't been on the air much lately, but only when I get in the car by myself and running around, but haven't talked to a lot of the guys. And so how are things going with you?
Doing well. We love to travel, you know, that's one thing we clicked on, so we've been doing a lot of that and working on some more. Let's see, hold on, I gotta get in this left lane. Alright, so I'm running some errands this morning, and our Masonic Lodge is having ladies' night tomorrow night, so we'll be going out to steak dinner tomorrow night, but I'm cooking tonight, so that's the way it goes. But yeah, we got a tradition of spending Christmas and New Year's in the Southern Caribbean where it's warm, and kind of carrying that on.
I can understand that. Well, Elaine has a son and daughter-in-law that lives here and some grandkids that live in this same area. Right now, she's on outs with them because her son is being he's not doing right now. So anyway, but Elaine and I are going to do some traveling. In fact, I've got to be up at Pinehurst, North Carolina the first weekend in April because my barbershop course is competing. And we'll be up there, and then we'll come back from that and leave middle of the week and fly to California and be out there for 2 weeks in San Diego where her daughter and son-in-law live. They're flying us out there for vacation. So, and then we're going to go later in the year. We're going to fly up to Michigan to see her brother's house up there, which she's never seen, and then fly to Wisconsin to see her other great-grandson and her great-grandkids that she's never seen. So we're going to be doing some traveling ourselves, too.
That's good. Well, we have 15 grandchildren and 5 great-grands and 1 in the oven. My number one grandson, Brandon, who's the Staff Sergeant in the Air Force, they're expecting their third, so whole collection, scattered all over the place, and that's okay. That's the way we are nowadays, K4JS Mobile.
W2T Mobile, yeah, I know what that is. Like, of course, I don't have any kids from my first marriage, and we never had kids, and don't have grandkids, but got sisters, got We got a sister that's got a girl, and that's a niece, and my brother has a couple, two or three girls, and so their niece is there, and I think one of them's got, one or two of them have got children, so their grandnieces and nephews are there, so that's the way it is with us, me, and things going along like that, but like I said, we got lots of family and friends that came into town for the wedding this weekend. Her sister flew down from Michigan, her daughter and son-in-law flew in from California, my sister flew up from Florida, she has some other friends that flew in, that drove in from Florida, another friend of her daughter's that drove down from Virginia, so we got a bunch of folks, plus all the people from our church and everything, that's going to be over here doing that today. Anyway, Jim, well, good talk to you again, and glad to hear everything's going good, and I'll catch you later, because I've arrived at the church, and I got to wait on the people with the flowers to show up here in a few minutes, so I can get everything and get some pictures to send back to the fiancé.
Okay, Rusty, good timing. I am on Lawrence Road and headed to Costco to gas up. I can't go there when I'm in Greenville. You know, we moved to Simpsonville a while back, and gas is better there since this thing insists on premium. But anyway, good to hear from you, and best wishes on on your future with that young lady. 73 K4JS.
Good morning, Rusty. Rusty, congratulations, sir. I've only got one suggestion. You probably want to get dressed before you go to the church, as, of course, will the fiancé, because it's kind of chilly today. And congratulations. Happy Valentine's Day, y'all. 73 from WV6Z.
Well, talk about a voice out of the past. Talk to you later, Jim. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm at the church already, and the ceremony's not till 2 o'clock this afternoon, so I'll go back to the house and dress in my finery. Right now I'm in my jeans, my, long-sleeve shirt, and a jacket to keep warm out here. So, anyway, good to talk to you, my friend. Take it easy. W2T clear.
FN4ZLK.
AK4JF. Good morning, sir.
I just wanted to say hello. Nice to hear you this morning. I'm about destinated to still working, making a delivery, but I heard you and Rusty, and I wanted to... I already told Rusty congratulations yesterday, but if he's listening, congratulations. But I wanted to say hello to you.
It's been a while. And at the pause, I wasn't sure what that Yoda was going to do.
It's Shane here, by the way. I know it's been a while. Still doing the same thing, still driving around for UPS.
On you. We appreciate you guys bringing our stuff that we can't find locally.
I remember correctly, the first ham radio I ever delivered was to you. That was back in the late 90s, mid to late 90s, but that I do remember taking one to you, and I don't know if I ever delivered one. Well, there was a guy in Simpsonville, Rick, KD4DRA. I know I delivered a couple to him, but you were the first one I delivered one to, I believe.
I feel honored. That would have been the TS-870.
You even know which radio?
Yeah. I don't have that one anymore. I run an 890 and a 590 now, and a 790. But that would be the one that was gotten about that time.
Happy to do it. I just remember not had my license very long, and I remember, you know, paying attention to that kind of stuff. And, of course, I saw your antennas at the house. But, anyway, good morning to you. I'm backing into a dock. I'll let you go. You have a good weekend. K4JF and 4ZLK.
And thanks for popping in and bringing back memories. K4JF.